Where do you live? Wherever it is, it's likely that you are living by the rules, expectations, and ways of doing things placed upon citizens of that society. When Jesus began his ministry, he said that he had come to point the way to a new society or kingdom. Anyone who lives by faith in Jesus is to be a citizen of this kingdom, the kingdom of God. This kingdom is not a geographical area, but a state of affairs, a way of living, an alternative reality, where God himself rules as king. The Jewish people had long been looking for the day when injustice, oppression, and sorrow would be conquered, and when the Lord will become king over all the earth, to quote the prophet Zechariah. So when Jesus began his ministry with the words, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe in the good news," it's no wonder that he caused shockwaves. It could be said that the idea of the kingdom is the single most important concept in the New Testament. It's central to Jesus' teaching and the means by which we interpret everything he came to do. It's also crucial for understanding how Jesus' followers are to live day by day. Becoming a citizen of the kingdom is remarkably simple. It's not by trying harder to keep all the rules. It's by turning towards Jesus in repentance that we come into God's kingdom. And it is free. In fact, Jesus takes a child as an example of what it means to enter this kingdom, someone who is poor in spirit. So what kind of kingdom is it? Jesus' own disciples thought it might be a political or military kingdom and were hoping for top jobs for themselves. But Jesus had a bigger agenda than getting rid of Caesar and the Roman imperialists. His agenda was to change hearts, to bring people back to God, and to bring healing and reconciliation to the world. It's an upside-down kingdom. Or perhaps it's really the right way up and the rest of the world is upside down. The last will be first, the least will be greatest, and the meek will inherit everything. So what does it mean to live in the kingdom? It means that as citizens we live according to God's principles of justice, peace and love, rather than the more natural human instincts of putting ourselves first. As citizens of the kingdom of God, we commit ourselves to making God's kingdom a reality in the places where we live. Jesus announced the fact that God's kingdom was breaking into the world. But that process won't be complete until the end of time, when God's rule is fully established on earth. In the meantime, as citizens of that kingdom, we set ourselves to make the kingdom present wherever and whenever we can. We should strive to bring out justice in the world we live in and to ensure that all people are treated with compassion and love, as they would be in God's own kingdom.